You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Welcome to another edition of the Yankees Podcast, the Dugout Wildcarding It, exclusively on the Bleed Blue Show. You can catch the Bleed Blue Show live stream always on BleedBlueShow.com, the Facebook fan page, the Bleed Blue Show, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, the Bleed Blue Show. It's been a while since we've done the Yankees, since we've done the series, the Tea Party series after the Red Sox game. Bringing on New York Yankees talk. Kenny D, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, Steve. It's been a while.
Hey, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, sure has.
A lot has changed. Well, not a lot, but some little developments of, as far as how we're a few more games back than where we were the last time we were on this this podcast talking Yankees. But real quick before we get Yankees, quick plugs, the Rangers update on the centers. The Knicks broadcast on the point guards we've done, and, of course, New York Football Giants, the rants we've done after week one. All that Yankees, not just the Yankees, but the Rangers, Knicks, and the Giants, all in audio archives, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, iTunes, Bleed Blue Show. So check that out, the latest episodes of the Bleed Blue Show. Let's get to the Yankees, Kenny. I know you're highly, highly disgusted because I saw the messages and I was responding to you, especially in the Blue Jays series. But how do you want to fire away with this? We avoided the sweep after being postponed, the rain out. But, I mean, what's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, that was tough. I remember thinking after the loss on Friday, the first game of the series after the first one was postponed, that the doubleheader on Saturday is really going to be a difference maker going forward. Like, we were 2.5 back after Friday, so we win 2 games, we're a half game back. We lose 2 games, we're 4.5 back. I mean, that's a big difference. It's just with a little month left in the year. And I don't know, that the bullpen was just shaky, and it's not the key at parts of the bullpen, like the Betances in the middle. Those guys are still solid, but it's those middle relief guys that you've been spending time in the minors all year that it cost us that first game, and then the second game was really never that close. Gardner made it close with a couple of home runs, but that was a tough series, and it was just really nothing you can do about it now except look forward to that 3 games that we got coming up next week and try and win some of those games, get back in the race.
I mean, at best, you would like to see that the Yankees will try to salvage that series when we go up to Toronto early next week. But actually, we'll do that post-game after the Toronto game on Monday. Hopefully that's a win, a start of something good coming back. But you have, if you look at the next 6, you have 3 versus pretty much 3 versus a division leader right now in the crosstown Mets, different league. The interleague, we're very familiar with them. And then, of course, the Blue Jays. But then if you look at the last remaining games, you have the White Sox, Red Sox, and Orioles to cap off the 2015 Major League Baseball season. I guess my question to you is how important it is to get 4, let's say 4 out of 6. Let's take 4 out of 6 with the between the Mets and the Blue Jays, the next 2 series. What do you is it attainable? Is it possible? Or is it no chance?
I mean, 4 out of 6, it's doable, of course. 2 out of 3 is never off the table, especially with the team like the Yanks, who can definitely put up a lot of runs. But that's really what we're going to have to do if we want to keep this close coming into those last 10 games or so. The Blue Jays are playing again tonight in Atlanta. And, I mean, I can't really expect Atlanta to win that game. and then they go into to Boston. They have a couple of very easy series coming up. After they see us, they see the Rays, which I guess are a bad team. They beat us once. So I think you can't count on the Blue Jays to lose. They're just too good of a team to expect them to come back to us. We're really going to have to go out there, win some games now. What, we have 17 games left? Is that what it is?
Give or take. Let me see. Three Blue Jays, three Mets,
yeah, that's
six.
Right.
Four with the White Sox, that's 10. I think there's four game series in Fenway. That would be 14.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right, 17 games. You're right.
Right, 17. Say we win four of the next six, which I think would be a solid start. Those last 11 games are pretty easy for us. You know, we got three teams at the bottom of their divisions, towards the bottom at least. Red Sox and Royals towards the bottom of the East, and the White Sox, because they're not all the way at the bottom, but towards the bottom of the Central. So those are games we can expect, you know, series we can expect to win two out of three or three out of four for all those. Because something gives at least a shot coming down the stretch.
Yeah, you know what? Let me come back to that. I want to pick your brain about that before we get off this podcast with the Yankees. But I do want to go back to that Saturday game because I was keeping tabs on that while out in the field, Kenny. I did have the tablet available, and the sixth spot really hurts me, man, with Nova. Can you at least walk us through what happened? How did it get so out of hand so early with him? Because I'm really disappointed in the way that was performed. And it seems like Toronto does this to us, especially at home. It seems like the last two seasons, especially when Toronto plays us, like when they lit up Tanaka in like that second inning. And it's almost the same thing that happened again, but this time Nova.
Yeah, he just really, you know, he hasn't looked good. He hasn't looked good in a while. He had a couple good starts immediately after coming back back in like May or June. But you know, he's been pitching like a bottom tier starter, which is why the Yankees just, you know, they just demoted him to the bullpen earlier this week. And I think of all the stats that he's put up, the one that's most telling is his ball to strike ratio. So he threw in 1 point, inning and two thirds against the Blue Jays last week, threw 60 pitches, which, you know, he got shelled, so whatever. But he only threw 37 strikes, which means that he's missing his targets. He's not throwing the pitches he wants to throw. And if you keep missing your targets eventually, you're just going to, like, throw one right down the middle because you're kind of frustrated. And a team like the Blue Jays are going to drive those pitches because they're a good offensive team. They hit mistakes. And there's going to be a lot of mistakes when you can only half your pitches or strikes. There's going to be a lot of mistakes.
They have a tremendous
– the Blue Jays took advantage of them.
Yeah, they have a tremendous lineup. We have average pitching at best as a collective. But that second inning, Kenny, it really bothered me because then he had the pass ball, then he had the wild pitch, and then he gave up the home run. And I'm like, this can't be happening. It was that home run to Pennington he had gave up at the top of the second inning. And then they were just, it was just still off to the races. They followed it up with another single, and then he had another wild pitch. I mean, it was just ugly. Then he hits a batter. I think he hit Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah, you know, that day was marked by lack of control in our pitchers. Could not find the plate. Wild pitches, hit batters, walks. I mean, in the 11th inning on game one, when Toronto put up a four spot, I think they had one hit. Or maybe two hits, but I don't think so. It was just like walk, hit batter, walk.
Pass ball.
I think walked in three runs.
Unbelievable.
It was just a disaster. Like, those middle relief guys just couldn't find the plate, whoever it was. And it was, we had two guys. I think it was Mitchell pitched, and I think someone else pitched in the ninth also, but it just didn't matter. it was Chase and Shreve, I think he threw, and he walked some guys.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. I'm just real disappointed that they didn't show more fight as they have with these other teams. But Dave, I said it to a degree, especially earlier in the season, spring training, with the Yankees. They're a team where they'll smoke the Minnesotas. They'll smoke your Boston Red Sox, Atlanta Braves. Remember, they were scoring like 15 and 20 in Atlanta even a month ago, about 3 weeks ago. And then when it comes to the best teams, the better teams in both the AL or the NL, we have our uphill battles because let's put it like this. We are going to make the playoffs. We could agree on that, correct?
I hope so.
There's no confidence on that.
We'll make the playoffs. You got it.
But what's the deal, though? Like, we have, we're 3.5 or 4 games up on the wild card right now for that top spot. But who's that second spot? Is it Houston still, or is it one of those AOS
Texas
teams, correct?
Texas just overtook Houston in the West. The team that was like 7.5 up at one point, that kind of reminds us of what happened to the Yanks about a month ago when we were 7.5 up and we blew it. So
we blew it like in a matter of a week, it seemed.
Yeah, they're actually very similar. What happened was very similar.
Are we catching Houston at a bad time? So I'm kind of forecasting it to say, if the division is out of the question, do you think the division is out of the question? Or let's say we got to
wait
the Toronto series.
After the Toronto series, we'll know for sure, because three games can be made up in that series. That's what we got right now. We stay with them until that series and then we sweep. Tie ball game going into the bottom of the ninth, essentially. It's ours to take that.
You know what? Because those Yankee games, for the next six games, I think 4 or 5 of those are on national television. I know they got the Fox game. That's a Saturday game. They always going to do that. And you know they always put the Yankees Mets on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. And then I believe they're playing a couple times on ESPN. So it's going to be real easy for the Yankee fan who's not in the New York area to see the games, or whether you have the baseball package, the MLB extra innings or not. I'll be all locked in watching these games, whether we do the post-game podcast or we're doing the other shows. But I guess my point, we'll see. I guess you got a point, man. Let's not panic till after the 23rd of September to see where the Yankees are, because I think – if it's a game and a half, two games, I'll say 2.5. Let's say 2.5. If it's 2.5, we still have a little bit of fight going into Chicago. When Chicago comes to us and Boston's coming to us, and then we got to finish the season in Camden Yards. But if it's out of the question, let's say, how many games is too many games after the 23rd? How many games out?
11. How many games could we be out of first and still have a shot, you mean?
Yes.
4.
4, okay. I was thinking more like 3.5, but the same thing. We're talking about
it's
half
not going
to
be 3.5 because it's going to be
because everybody played the same number of games
number.
At that point. Yeah, they're getting the same number.
It's going to be on a number, and I'm assuming we both the Yanks and the Blue Jays can take 2 out of 3 in this next series, us against the Mets and them against the Red Sox. Say that happens, so that we're still 3 back going into that series. We'll be 4 back if we lose 2 out of 3. It would be
possible is it with the Yankees? Is it 2 out of 3 versus the Metropolitans, meaning Tanaka's pitching Friday versus Mats, who's undefeated right now? It didn't pitch that many games, but do we have a shower? Because Sabathia, I saw a lot of Yankee fans on Twitter. Even in the New York Yankees talk to a degree, just all over Facebook. Oh, CC Sabathia is back. CC Sabathia is back. And are you really going to carry that one performance into the next game versus the Mets?
I tell you, it's more than one performance, though. He's been pitching solid. I think it's his 4th consecutive start now with the injury in the middle. But he's pitched well. He's pitched deep into games. And he's going up on Sunday against Matt Harvey. Harvey was, publicly shut down by Scott Boras. after reaching some innings limit, and now he's pitching, and he's going to throw 4 or 5 innings the most. I don't really get that. I feel like either should be either all or nothing. But he's throwing 4 or 5 innings against us on Sunday. And then we're going to get to that Mets bullpen, which has been shaky at times. You know, they've got familiar at the back end, but they're not super strong otherwise. So that little shot there for sure. But we do have to go through Matthew Syndergaard, two tough young guys. But they've been beat. I know Matt hasn't actually been beat, but he's 3-0. It's nothing that special. Syndergaard can beat a handful of times. And we're looking for off days from one of them. You know, everyone has a bad day, and hopefully the Yankees take advantage of it. And at the same time, the Mets offense is pretty solid, so we're looking for good starts out of Tanaka.
It sure has.
And CeCe.
It sure has. Because they're going to be looking for, I want to call it revenge, but we had somewhat of the best of them earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And I know their fans are pumped up, but as Yankee fans, we kind of shake that off because we know greatness, what greatness looks like, 5 championships since the strike. But I know the Mets fans are dying, and I respect it because as fans of other teams that in the New York Tri-State area, I understand their passion. But we need to kind of put the fanship thing to its side and concentrate on just going on a run on the playoffs. Even if the Yankees played bad even if the Yankees played good but in losses, would you take that going into, let's say, a wild card situation? Because that playing game, are you confident with Houston in the mix, or are you confident if it's somebody else? Like, how are you looking at that?
Right,
if you had a matchup with
the team. Season ends today. We get Houston in the wild card game at home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, the mentality that you pitch your ace in that one game playoff, but that, you know, realistically might not happen. If your ace goes the day before in the last game of the year, because you guys still got a shot to win the division, that's what you do. You don't hold them out so you can, you know, pitch in the wild card game. So that being said, say we get that, that's separate. But say we get Tanaka in there, and they throw Dallas Keuchel. I know I have said on this show before I am terrified of Dallas Keuchel.
He's a scary guy.
He's got a thick beard, and I just don't like going up against him because he's got nasty stuff. However, he got shelled yesterday. Just shelled by the Texas Rangers.
They're hot.
He can be beat. But he can't even. We dropped 21 on the Rangers. I mean, it is what it is. But he got shelled, which means he can be beat. He's not that great. He's had us in the past, but maybe he's not feeling it right now. However, Tanaka is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He's pitching
great.
Yes, he has. He's pitching deep into games. He's got that splitter working, and I wouldn't be too worried in a one-game playoff if we have Tanaka on the hill. In fact, I wouldn't be too worried with anyone on the hill except for Pineda right now. I know he was our ace early in the year, but you throw CC out there.
That's how he's like a
I think we got a shot. You throw Eovaldi out there, who will be back by the wild card game, supposedly. I like our chances. You throw Severino, who looked very good yesterday after.
Yes, against Archer. Yep.
Against Chris Archer after a very shaky start against Toronto. I think I like our chance in the wild card game against the Astros as of right
now.
Now,
hold on.
Sure.
Before, same question for you, Godfather, bring him Chris on. Same question for you. Right now, Yankees sitting in the wild card spot, Chris. If it's Houston, is it Texas you would rather face? Or because me and Kenny looked at all types of different scenarios as far as games out, could we catch the division?
Wow.
We should talk division after the 23rd, after we play the Mets, after the Blue Jays, see where we stand as far as games back.
Houston or what's up, Kenny? By the way,
Texas.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Oh man, I'm trying to catch up here. Houston or Texas? Let me see. I think I'd rather face Houston. I think Texas is, the Rangers are probably more in control of their destiny, and they could be up for a surge, you know, a surprise. Well, I wouldn't say it's a surprise surge.
They're surging right now.
They're surging right now. I mean, I'm talking about something that'll carry them into the postseason. I would be a little bit more fearful of them. Houston, man, let me tell you something. Between the sorry comedy show that they had with about 11 people on stage yesterday trying to be president, I actually saw a little bit of the game yesterday against who was it? Whoever it was, they got bombed like as if it was World War II.
Yeah, that was Texas. That's what I was saying.
And I looked at this and I said, well, if this is going to be the kind of pitching that Houston's going to have, I'd rather face them, you know, because the guy that, what's his name, Kuchel? Man, he looked, we talked all year about our pitchers, you know, how inconsistent certain guys could be, you know, Tanaka wasn't himself at first, and now he's surging, you know, certain, the different kinds of CCs that have shown up and Novas and what have you. This guy looked like a triple-A guy that was scared out of his wits, and he won 17 games thus far, and he is their ace. I would love to face him.
You would be careful who you ask for, though. I mean, it is one game. We don't have one bad game, though.
He's thrown, I think, 18 shutout innings against us this year. 18.
Yeah, he destroyed. Yeah, you be careful what you ask for. You remember, I was calling for Houston. They came to the Bronx and gave it to us. Then.
I think we're a different.
That wasn't too long ago. It didn't seem like it was.
I try to be careful, Steve, because I don't know which Yankees will show up either. You know, for instance, I haven't heard any news today, go ahead, sir.
No, I'll be real quick, and then I want you to finish your point. I mean, when Houston came to the Bronx, it was the 15-1 game he was pitching. He dominated Nova. I mean, he was the guy against Nova, but face. Remember that 15-1 game, that Tuesday
game?
Yes,
I do remember that. And he scared the heck out of me.
Be careful what you ask for in a playing game. Be careful.
But his stuff yesterday, man.
Great question.
It is. You know what? This is what I came on to say to both of you guys and to the rest of the stakeholders and all. Please, you know, we have another podcast all the time with the New York Knicks. We're always talking about, hey, look, always be patient and watch yourself and you know, things will come together soon. I want to say this about the New York Yankees. We've got a really, really, really good nucleus down low or it's coming together from our farm system that I have a lot of faith in. I know Severino's gotten beaten up a little bit lately, but that's this year. Give him a second. Let him catch his breath. Let him get some more schooling. Greg Bird's going to be a star. I'm definite about it. Russ Snyder, Perella, Sanchez, Heathcott. If they keep these guys, we're back. If we keep these guys. And that's what I came on to say. I said, look, you know, this may have been a disappointment. I'm sorry that my man Ellsbury, I don't know what happened to his bat. I don't think the guy's hit since July. I don't know what's going on.
Two hits.
Teixeira's gone. I don't know what Pineda's status is. There's a lot of iffies with the guys that are standard now. But hold on a minute. Let's see what we got. Maybe something in this offseason will click in. And I think the best team to try it against is the Rangers Houston as opposed to the Rangers. That's all I wanted to say, man. That's all I wanted to kick in. And I'm sorry.
Nova's in the bullpen. Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. Finish.
You're good. I was talking about Nova going to the bullpen. I was like, oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, shit, man. Have you seen him? That dude was getting lit up. Oh, my goodness. He's getting lit up. And if it wasn't for Tanaka, we would have got swept.
I know. Oh.
I do favor the Yankees, what we've thrown out there versus the Mets, but it's going to be tough, especially. I want 2 out of 3. I'm not getting greedy for the sweep, and I don't think we can sweep the Mets because I think they're playing very good baseball. But Kenny, it goes back to your point as far as it's a really great question. I really would like to ask that question again, maybe within a week from now. Well, actually, we'll be on a post game Monday after the Blue Jay game. We'll do that post game. Me and Chris with you. We'll discuss that because I really want to see how this thing is going to develop. Because do you face a dominant pitcher who did have a bad outing, or you face a surge of team you had actually relatively good success against? Man, I don't know, man.
What a question.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to sleep on it. I got to sleep on this one. I got to sleep on it. And then what about the bats? Matter of fact, now that we got them all on, Chris, you were right. We were wrong. I will eat crow. I'll play the crow. Alex Rodriguez, 30 home runs. Man, you were right, man. You were right.
I knew he wasn't going to let us. It wasn't so much us as it was the media. But, look, you know, the Yankees have been up and down like a Geiger counter the entire year, man. And I think this is the time for them to come together. I don't know about Gardner's bat either, but I know Ellsbury's is shut down. Maybe it's time to move him down all the way down to number 9 to keep him there. Beltran, so-so. Who else is coming to my head here? Off the top of my head. Oh, I have a question for both of you guys. Eovaldi. Now, I know he's gone for the season, but can he be activated for the postseason?
For sure. Postseason, postseason as in wild card game or postseason as in postseason?
Well,
they shut him down.
They shut him down
when? I want to say like 6 days ago that they declared that he was done.
Right.
They're shutting him down for 2 weeks. It means no baseball activities until, I guess, like next weekend. That'll be like the 26th-ish.
Right.
At which point he's going to resume baseball activities, give another week and a half to get his arm strength back, and he'll return for the postseason.
Okay.
There was really no injury. He was just worn down, some inflammation in the elbow. They don't want to risk losing for the postseason. He'll be back for sure.
Okay, good. Because I like him. For some reason, he scored for Eovaldi. I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that, but it's good. You know, this has been a strange year, and if we're going to need him in terms of, look, the other night, I'm trying to remember what game it was. Duraldi pulled the starter out with the fourth or fifth inning, man, and I said, what are you doing? And we have a problem with the middle innings with our pitchers. Our closing pitchers are lights out. I have no problem with that, our closers. I'm talking about the middle guys, these Kotsam and Rumbelo. I'm not feeling these guys yet, you know. I don't know what's going on. I know they're on a roster for desperation, but please, it just doesn't look good. And it's Scott's tape, and I don't want to back into the playoffs. I want us to come in there with a little bit of confidence coming out of the bullpen. What do you guys think about that? What's your take on that?
We may have to resume that question. I'll write it down and bring it back up to speed on Monday when we get the dugout, get the other guys on.
Okay.
The other guys on. We're about a minute out. Kenny, your final thoughts and your content real quick. We got under a minute.
First of all, you can find me on Facebook at New York Yankees Talk. Got new Twitter page up. Follow me there. Links on Facebook. Final thoughts. I feel like I say this every week, but huge series coming up with the Mets. This weekend, got to take 2 out of 3 we talked about earlier. And then the Blue Jays. At the end of that series, we'll know for sure where we stand going to the postseason. Hopefully towards the top of the AL East.
And Chris, we'll see Mr. New York Yankees Talk Kenny D on the post game Monday night after the Toronto game, and hopefully that's a win, so we got something to rejoice for a change with the Blue Jays since the Toronto game. But man, we're out of time. Quick impromptu with New York Yankees Talk Kenny D, Stephen, Chris, Bleed Blue Show. We're out, man. Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue.